Today, we have a packed episode of the AMD GPU Daily, diving into some exciting developments in the GPU landscape, particularly focusing on AMD and its competitors. Let's get right into the headlines. 1. Zcull support for the open-source NVIDIA Vulkan driver, NVK, has been merged into Mesa 26.1, bringing performance improvements. 2. The B4 tool for managing Linux kernel patch workflows is nearing a pre-alpha release with AI integration aimed at enhancing code review efficiency. 3. NVIDIA has reported record revenues driven largely by AI platforms, but gaming GPU sales have seen a decline. Now let's break these down, starting with the Zcull support for NVK. This is a significant update for the open-source NVIDIA Vulkan driver, which has just merged Zcull support into Mesa 26.1. For those unfamiliar, Zcull is a hardware feature that allows for more efficient rendering by conducting an early depth test. This is similar to the hierarchical Zbuffer, Z technique used in AMD GPUs, which can improve memory bandwidth usage. Mel Henning, who led this initiative for NVK, reported some impressive performance gains. In tests, the built-in benchmark for Horizon Zero Dawn showed a score increase from 783 to 7431, which translates to about a 3% improvement. Additionally, performance in the Baldur's Gate 3 character creator increased from 31 to 33 frames per second. Although these gains might seem modest, every bit counts, especially as the open source community pushes for a fully functional NVIDIA gaming experience atop an open source driver stack. However, it's worth noting that this Zcull support does depend on some Nuvo kernel driver patches that are still pending mainline inclusion. The hope is to see these patches queued for the Linux v7.1 cycle this summer, which would further solidify the improvements made in NVK. Transitioning to our next topic, the B4 tool for managing patch workflows in the Linux kernel is making strides toward a pre-alpha release. The B4 review tool is particularly noteworthy as it integrates AI capabilities to assist in code reviews. This feature is powered by AI models like Claude Code and aims to enhance the efficiency of reviewing patches. The lead developer, Konstantin Ryabitsev from the Linux Foundation, has shared updates indicating that the AI-assisted code review functionality is developing rapidly. The integration is opt-in, meaning developers can choose whether to utilize the AI assistance. The current state showcases features like patchwork integration and the ability to review and accept patch series, which could significantly streamline the patch review process for kernel developers. As we look ahead, the potential for AI to enhance developer productivity in open source projects is tremendous. With the B4 tool nearing its pre-alpha stage, it will be exciting to see how feature-rich it will become in the coming weeks. Now, let's shift gears to NVIDIA's recent earnings report, which has sent ripples through the industry. NVIDIA posted a record $215 billion in annual revenue, with Q4 FY 2026 reaching $68.127 billion, marking its highest quarterly result ever. This surge is largely attributed to unprecedented demand for AI platforms, with data center hardware sales accounting for a significant portion of this growth. Interestingly, while NVIDIA's overall revenue soared, the gaming segment saw a decrease. Gaming GPUs now represent only 11.45% of NVIDIA's total revenue, generating $3.727 billion in Q4, down 13% sequentially. This decline aligns with seasonal trends, but raises questions about the future of gaming GPU sales, especially given the tight supply forecast for the upcoming quarters. Jensen Huang, NVIDIA's CEO, highlighted the shift in focus towards AI, stating, "Computing demand is growing exponentially. The agentic AI inflection point has arrived." This pivot towards AI is evident as NVIDIA's data center business alone generated $62.314 billion in Q4, a staggering 75% increase year over year. Looking forward, NVIDIA anticipates revenue of around $78 billion for Q1 FY 2027, excluding potential sales to China. This projection underscores the ongoing transition in the GPU market, where AI and data center solutions are becoming the primary revenue drivers, overshadowing traditional gaming GPUs. In closing, the landscape of GPU development and usage is evolving rapidly. With advancements like Zcull support in open source drivers, AI integration in development tools, and the shifting revenue dynamics at NVIDIA, we are witnessing a transformative phase in the industry. As AMD continues to innovate and respond to these trends, the coming months will be crucial for developers and engineers alike. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to monitor these developments in the world of GPUs. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.